Yes, hello.
Hi, Christopher.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Hey, it's Amy. How are you?
Good, good.
Good.
Hey, Amy. Sorry about that. I was busy with another business call, but I did reach out, and as if they weren't able to give it to me because they do say I do need to have the email, I guess, and since I don't have any email associated because they didn't give me access, they weren't able to verify and be able to give me information, but I did get some information, and they did say as long as they fully canceled it, that I would just have to restart, and I did give a call back to the company and to confirm that for sure they 100% canceled it, and he said, yeah, that shouldn't be an issue because I never actually paid them anything because they actually were doing a test run. There's no card I have on file with them or anything like that.
Right.
It's not revenue, so.
So what when I spoke to my agent a little deeper into your situation, what he said is, he said what the other company said about the credit card information could be true, meaning they're having their CID attached to the credit card. He said, however, that other company can reach out to Google to request new payment profile ID to be created. So to separate yours off, basically.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is that he had already said that they disconnected it or how do you say, like, canceled the account. So he pretty much said that I should be good to go to start a new one, I guess.
Okay.
I guess pretty much we shouldn't have any issues with the duplicating the account. But I hear you. I mean, shoot, that would have been probably the case. If I knew that, I probably would have maybe mentioned that to him, but.
Yeah, he just sent it over to me. Because the thing is, as long as that other one's out there, Local Splash won't touch it. Until we have access to the CID number, we won't touch it. So there, I just sent you two other phone numbers, that you can try, that he said that you could try to get help. I mean, I understand you probably don't want to reach back out to that company again. I'm just trying to figure out a way around it. The only other way around it is for you to try to do Google Guarantee on your own. And then once you have the CID, then you can pay the transfer fee and we can get it over that way. That's the only other option that there is out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was considering that as well. Maybe seeing if I can set it up.
And then we can take it over.
Yeah. Yeah. That would probably be wise of me to just take a little time to figure it out.
It's not tough. It's not tough at all. I can tell you exactly what's needed so you have the documentation ready. Give me just 1 second. Hold on. I know that you would be able to do it and be successful at it because, well, you're a smart guy. But let's see here. Let me just grab a couple bits of information here. It's going to tell me. It's the pressure washing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's going to happen is you're going to go for Google Guarantee application and you're going to put, it's going to technically be under window cleaning vertical for pressure washing. Okay.
Okay. To say that one more time, so I'm going to write this down.
Yeah. Window cleaning.
Huh?
So it's different verticals, right? It's different verticals that Google puts it under. So for pressure washing, power washing, exterior home cleaning, it's done under the window cleaning vertical.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
And then the requirement is going to be, if they're going to ask for your social security number, they're going to ask for your driver's license, and they're going to ask for a copy of certificate of insurance. It's going to be the Accord document with your certificate of insurance.
Right, the DOI, okay.
Yeah, but they want the Accord document. That's the one that you upload with it. And after that, it's not asking for any other type of requirement. So what's going to happen is once you fill out the application, then Google is going to send either to Pinkerton or Evident ID, and one of those two companies will trigger a text message to your cell phone at some point when they're processing your application. And once they do that, then you're going to upload your photo ID. That's the last step, and then they'll let you know as soon as you're approved, and you'll literally have a log on. Like, I was able to get access to that other guy's, like I told you, and we're able to get in the log on. We can see the CID. We could do all the things once we're in.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I know. So then I'll try to see if I can get it done as soon as possible.
Yeah, it shouldn't take you more than 10, 15 minutes. I'm telling you, it's super quick.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
I'll check it out as soon as possible.
All right, and then I'll call you back in a few days, and we'll see where you're at, okay?
Yeah, no problem. And if any earlier, I'll reach out to you as well.
All right, Christopher, I'll talk with you soon.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate
it. Okay, you're welcome. Always. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.